USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan this morning, preparing for the G7 summit that starts tomorrow. This morning, he's meeting with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Air Force One reveals some of the topics that will be discussed with the Prime Minister.
Common concerns and issues associated with the policies and practices of the People's Republic of China will come up, and I think you will see coming out of this summit alignment and convergence around the fundamental principles of our approach to the People's Republic of China.
As the possible national debt default looms in America, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy speaks to the media.
Mr. President, stop hiding. Stop traveling somewhere else. America wants an American president focused on American problems, finding American solutions.
The president before heading out to Japan.
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget that America will not default. And every leader in the room understands the consequences if we fail to pay our bills. And it would be catastrophic for the American economy and the American people if we didn't pay our bills.
Russia shot 30 cruise missiles against different parts of Ukraine early this morning in the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defenses. Ukraine officials said 29 of the missiles were shot down. One person died and two were wounded by the Russian cruise missile that did get through. It struck an industrial building in the southern region of Odessa. Florida Representative Anna Luna filed a resolution last night to expel Democrat Representative Adam Schiff from Congress, alleging that he pushed a false narrative to the American people in the Trump-Russia investigation. Luna claims Adam Schiff lied to the American people when he claimed to have evidence on the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. After a four-year investigation, it revealed no evidence exists. USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryne Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
America could be in for some power problems this summer.
The North American Electric Reliability Corporation released a report that says the vast majority of the U.S. power grid may face elevated power outage risks this summer during bad weather. The report went on to say there is an increased risk due to the greater reliance on renewable energy resources. The report's authors, however, stress this is not a prediction, and if the weather is fine, the power grid will be too. I'm John Schaefer.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed into law yesterday a bill that completely bans TikTok in the state, making it the most stringent measure in the country. The app is accused of gathering data of Americans for the Chinese government. The law, which is set to take effect in January, will impose a $10,000 fine on any entity that permits downloading of the app. Pro-gun advocates are celebrating a victory in New Jersey after a new law that limits carrying concealed weapons was struck down in court.
A federal judge ruled it is legal for someone to take a concealed carry handgun with the proper permits to the beach, bars, restaurants, and public parks. Judge Renee Marie Baum ruled that significant parts of what Governor Murphy signed into law in December were unconstitutional. Attorney General Matthew Platkin condemned the ruling and says he plans to appeal the judge's decision. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is Ascension Day. This is a Christian holiday that's also a public holiday in many countries. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.